Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Elizabeth, we might have a PR cause on our hands.
What?
Yeah.
What?
A lot of people don't like the term making love or love making.
No, I don't like it either.
Yeah.
I'm not about it.
Which is, it's strange because, A, love making is totally a thing. You can, two people make, it's different to sex.
Well, yeah, it's different to sex and it's different to fucking.
So
making.
It is a thing.
But when somebody says it, it's like the implied term. When someone's like, do you want to make love? I'm like, no, I want to fuck. This, and then if it happens to turn into like romantic, you know.
Yeah, the 70s ruined that phrase.
Really
everything in the
did.
70s, we're making love tonight. I'm going to make love to you.
It really does. It makes me imagine a porn stash from the 70s.
Yes, like, so the term needs a rebrand.
It does.
I don't know if we'll get to the bottom of it on this episode.
We need to think about this shit.
So what is it?
It's making love. Like it's a romantic sex. No, yeah. That sounds wrong.
Yeah,
it's
just all the alternatives sound wrong. So maybe it is the best.
Oh, no. Okay. I'm
good.
Challenge accepted. Write it down. We'll figure it
what
out
What do we
later.
Reckon, readers? Making love.
Write in with your suggestion.
We need a better term.
Is there a better term to describe romantic sex?
Maybe that's it, but sex is too
but
is
you don't,
too
no,
scientific.
But you need to be
term.
Able to use it in a let's make love, let's romantic sex.
Yeah.
Like no, it's not.
Yes,
it's like let's adult cuddle. I don't know.
Yeah, I came with the question, but I came with no answers. So I'm sorry.
Welcome
so I'm
to
sorry.
Ghost of Boyfriends.
Yeah,
Past
we'll just start the episode. However, everyone, I hope you have an answer for our little conundrum here.
Please write in. I'm really interested to know if anybody join our Ghost of Boyfriends Past group therapy group and let us know, or write in if you've got a term that's better than making love.
It needs a rebrand.
That. What is that? Just being intimate? No, but you can't say to someone, do you want to be intimate? Like, oh, you can. I don't know.
It's tricky. Anyway, hello everyone. Hope you're well. As Tom Harris here with a regular episode, one with a guest on.
A returning guest.
Can you believe it? From our
earliest.
Very first sort of 3 or 4 episodes of this
I'm
podcast.
I'm pretty sure she was ep 2,
two
or
3.
And she's coming back with a new name. She was originally on as Carly Skelton last time. She's now Carly Quinn.
Hi, everyone.
Give
Brisbane
it up.
Performer, general woo-hoo. Diva, all-round awesome chick.
Come on down, Carly. How are you?
Yeah, great.
Thoughts on the making love issue?
Look, I do want to revisit that. I have had a gentleman in the past whisper in my ear and say, girl, I want to be physically intimate with you. And my skin crawled.
Oh, no.
rightfully so.
It was yucky.
Rightfully so. So there has to be a solution.
I need to go home.
I'm just like, you either have to dirty talk or keep it super clean. This middle.
It's like things that you would be comfortable saying in front of a grandparent for $50, please, Alex.
No.
It's not swearing, but it's not. It's like, no.
Shall we
just
make
get awkward.
Love.
I'm like, can I touch you in the places?
There is such a thing as making love, though.
There is.
It is.
It's
it definitely
thing. It's
100%
just a really
is.
Bad.
But I agree, the 70s messed it up for a lot
they
of people.
They did. They really
They
just,
made it icky.
Everything was.
But yeah, don't. Yeah.
We'll come up with a rebrand.
That'd be great.
We'll hive mind it.
We'll workshop it.
Workshop it. Yeah. Cool. So you're back to tell us
yeah,
another story.
Back.
How long ago was it?
About a year.
We figured out. If you recorded on the first day that we did our stories, we've been going for about a year.
Oh my gosh. Wow. A whole year.
And it
a
feels
lot has
like
happened.
It's only been about yes. 6 months because a pandemic has shut us down and put us in a completely frozen state for.
It's been.
I want my money back on this year. And I also am not having a birthday. I'm going to stay the same age because I haven't used this year
same.
Very much.
Same. My Jesus year is extending.
Just going again.
I'm
going
to Benjamin Button and go backwards, I think. I feel like I've learned enough and I can still pass for someone in their 20s.
I feel so mean because I've actually had a really good year so far.
This is, I was talking to one of my cousins. She's like, actually 2020 has been my best year. And I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, I haven't seen anyone. I haven't had to go anywhere. It's been great.
You've had a lot of personal growth because, you know.
Yeah, I'm separated from my husband. Yes. Moved out. I'm working a different job, so I don't have that stress. I have met my life partner, essentially.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I know. Liz is hating me.
I know. Like, I messaged her and she's just like, oh, blah, blah, blah. A boyfriend. And I was like, you just fucking, what do you mean? Fuck, I've been single for 2 years and you just like, oh, I just have this person and they're now.
We bonded and got to know each other during lockdown.
That's terrific. And 2020 is not even over yet. So you've got.
Really halfway, guys.
You're crushing it.
Very, very happy and feel incredibly guilty for being happy, but go
no,
with
no,
it.
No. You need to own that. On I'm just going to sit here and be a jealous petty bitch, but you need to own the happiness.
Never change, but.
On this podcast, we recognize and wallow in our own filth and misery, but we do recognize the happiness of others. I'm aware of the concept that
other people can be happy in relationships. This is where we're at.
I do know
that it's something that exists, and I know that it's something that can be faked. Thanks, ex-boyfriends.
So in the midst of all this, in the midst of Carly's sunshine and optimism and positive trajectory,
we've still got disasters to talk about.
Look, I mean, 33-year-old Carly, she's happy, she's good, life is great.
Great.
21-year-old Carly was a hot, wet mess, and I think we did revisit that last time.
Yeah, so Carly's story involved a guy who was a bit / ridiculously stalkerish.
Yeah.
And there was an incident with a long train ride where he just stood outside your house after coming from the Gold Coast. And
yeah, like would throw rocks at my window. My housemate was scared. He just, pathological liar. Just a great dude, really. Really great dude. Just a winner. I haven't seen him since, thank God, but that's good. But, I mean, I think, oh God, my friends find me really annoying at the moment because I'm super full of positivity and happiness
happy.
And I'm obnoxiously happy because I'm like, you know, everyone is different and everyone's valid, everyone's opinions are valid, and you know,
hearts,
I'm sure that
rainbows,
I'm sure that he had a reason for being a creepy stalker.
We are all but men with failings and
we just weren't meant to be.
That's the story of my life.
So look, we're just going to quickly recap the rules. You've been here before, you know what you're doing. Don't name whoever you're talking about. No threats.
Yep.
We're reinstituting no threats.
Yep.
It was fine with Tilly's episode because she couldn't remember who the guys were in the first place.
But that, I don't think any threats were made.
I mean, we've all been there.
Yeah.
What? No, not me.
Yes, back on the straight and narrow. And Columbo's at home, no spoiling it for the rest of us. If you know who it is or who Carly's talking about.
Don't be a dick.
Yeah. I don't think anybody would.
Just in case. Good. Just in case.
I kept this one pretty quiet.
Oh. Okay,
I kept him for me. I haven't come up with a fake name yet, though, so suggestions.
Bob?
Mark.
Bob's
Mark.
My go-to. Bob? Mark? I don't know.
Have we used Bob recently?
We've never used Bob.
Bob it is. Beautiful.
Bob.
All right, well, shall I just begin?
Yeah, please. Where situate us. Where are we in
all right,
your life?
Okay, so the year is 2000 and...
something.
Six?
I mean, I don't need to be that specific.
Look,
but
it's,
just like
it's
in
a
your
while
life
back.
Stage. Where
I was... 21. I just left. I had a series of long-term relationships. I'd been with person number one for 2.5 years, then person number two for 2.5 years, and then I was 21 and single and thought, oh, okay, well, this sucks. I'm used to having someone to share stuff with, like ever since I was 15 or 16.
Sure.
And now, okay, well, I can do things. So I logged on to a nondescript online dating place. Yeah. We're not an advertising platform, so
but
I
we are
one.
Open to it if anyone wants to.
Yeah, look, I think we need to start instituting a we're not mentioning a name unless you pay us on here.
Ooh, that'll show them.
I will keep it V quiet then.
They're quaking now. Anyway.
This was actually before the pathological liar situation.
Okay.
So, yeah. I had a couple of runs of looking at gentlemen on the internet and going, oh, yeah, that looks fun.
Yeah.
Spoiler, it's never fun.
Nope.
Never
fun. Nope.
But you know, you give it a go anyway just because why not? Life is short.
Sure.
It could be a winner. You never know.
You never know. Exactly.
And you're 21 at the time. You're basically retired.
Yeah, my boobs were still high. My skin was nice and you know, soft and moist, and I was young and full of energy and
right.
happiness, and now I'm
optimism. Oh, and now you're back to being optimistic.
I know.
The circle of life. It's beautiful.
Don't be a hater.
I don't. Anyway, I love you.
So I met this guy and he said, well, you know, we'll go out for a drink. And we met at a local pub and he looked like his photo and he was gorgeous. And I was like,
nice.
That never happens. No. I'd had a few first dates that never go past first dates before this when the gentleman shows up at the restaurant or the bar or whatever and you look at them and go, what? In the photo online, you had I did have one guy show up and he didn't have teeth. His top teeth were just gone.
This
but the photo online, he had teeth. And I was like,
that's literally what Tilly, we had.
Really?
Tilly was on the guest before you and she was like, I turned up at this date and the guy smiled and he had no teeth. I was like, this is the thing. Apparently. Weird. Maybe it was the same guy.
I went silent because it was just weird that two of you in a row. Yeah, no teeth. Wow.
Just that's bizarre.
Okay.
But the photos had teeth and he opened his mouth and I was like.
So he just forgot to put his dentures in or like what's going on?
He was about 23, so like, I don't know what happened.
Meth happened, Carly.
Yeah. And meth hell. Is a bad choice, kids.
Yes.
Yeah, so I ducked out of that date pretty quickly and I showed up to this bar and Bob had all his teeth, which was, you know.
I mean, already, plus one.
Yeah, he's ticking me boxes. He bought me dinner, he bought me drinks, the conversation was great and I thought, okay, this could be a thing.
Yeah.
We dated for about 4 or 5 months.
Okay.
And it was great. The vibe was incredible. We really connected on an intellectual level. And that's always been really important for me. I can't date somebody who I can't talk to.
Yeah, same.
If you are, I don't want to say unintelligent. We'll say stupid.
No, it's somebody who can't hold conversation. That's like you can be intelligent, not intelligent, still be able to hold a conversation.
Yeah. No, don't. I can't. I just. Our conversation was great. He was an interesting person, and he had a dog. So I grew up never being able to have a pet as a kid, ever.
So
he was the first guy I dated that had a dog, and I was just. I'm a huge dog person. I would go over to his place to see his dog, and just be like, "Oh, hey, Bob. Hey, yeah, I'm here. Cool, Poppy, come at me."
There's a huge swathe of the population that is. Not broken up with a person, but also lost their pet, lost their dog, lost their cat. Hands up.
Hands up.
Okay. Yeah, that's me at the moment. But, you know, my ex-husband and I have a good relationship and I see my dogs every week.
Great.
So
that's nice.
Yeah, it's good, really good. It's important to stay friends. So,
yeah.
Oh, God, who am I?
I don't know. Why are we friends again?
Who are you?
I'm just all happiness and rainbows. Anyway, Bob, I would go to his. We'd have amazing dates. The vibe was incredible. Our physical connection was really great as well. And he was just a really great guy. He was in the armed forces. I won't say which branch. And he worked weird hours, which, you know, is completely fine. One day he came to me and said, look, I know we've only been dating for about 5 months, but I'm being deployed overseas.
Aww.
And I was crushed because I thought, this could be something. I really, really dig this guy. I mean, I hadn't said the L word yet, but I really liked him. And I thought that we had a great relationship and, you know, it could be something. So I was quickly trying to process, okay, well, what do I do? What can this be? How do we try and make this work? And I said, look, okay, well, first things first, I need some details. How long are you going for and when do you leave? He said, look, a year and I leave next week.
Jeez, that's not long. That's not much time and a lot of time all in once. I'm leaving next week, which isn't long.
For a year,
which is long.
And I was like, my heart was in my feet. I thought, well, I said, yeah, I'm willing to do long distance or whatever. I mean, this was before Facebook, so it was difficult. We would have had to email and letters, old school communication.
Actually communicate.
Yeah, maybe a telephone call.
Oh, God, remember what gross. They are?
Yeah. Talk
on
to
a
people.
Landline? No, not that far.
Oh, maybe. Maybe. Well, like mobile phone calls were expensive. Yeah. So he said, look, what I'll do is we'll exchange details. Once I get to the base overseas, I'll get in contact and, you know, we'll stay in contact. And, you know, when I come back, if you still want to continue things, then we can. I said, great. That's fine. That works really well for me. So we had our last date and didn't cry because, you know, I liked him, didn't love him. But I thought definitely a future there. So he goes overseas, but he forgot to give me his base details. And I thought, oh, okay. Well, he's got my email address. He's got my phone number. Sure. He'll get in contact. 6 weeks passed. And I thought, this is really bizarre. I hadn't dated anyone else. I mean, it was only 6 weeks. I mean, come on. And I wasn't planning to because I thought, well, I'm going to give him a chance. He might be settling in. He might be out on...
How does someone forget to give you...
Well, see, I was justifying everything. I'm like, he had a week to pack, to get ready, to like sort out his house and his dog.
So this is 21-year-old Carly telling the story. That's more than current age.
Yeah, 33-year-old Carly was like, girl! Oh, it gets better. So 6 weeks passed, radio silence. I'm thinking, oh, that's really strange. I wish I had his email address to say, hey, hope you got there fine. Hope everything's okay. Hope you're okay. Because, you know, I'm thinking he's gone into a war zone. I was concerned for his well-being. Anyway, just, you know, distracting myself. I went out shopping one Saturday, walking through Kmart, and there he was.
Ding, ding, ding. Didn't expect that.
Why did I not expect that? I thought maybe he was just trying to leave you and be deployed and not give you details.
No.
Why did my mind not immediately go to he's never gone overseas at all?
Yeah. Okay, so I've heard of ghosting, but pretending to be deployed overseas with the military to avoid seeing me is next level.
The only thing worse I've ever heard is someone who pretended they were dead and got their friend to call and say they'd been in a car accident and died. That's the only worst thing.
That trumps it.
But I pretended.
But yeah.
He pretended to move overseas
Why didn't I see this? Because there's so many cliches of people going, baby, I'm deploying out for the military tomorrow, so let's like fuck like there's no tomorrow. I don't know. But like...
And I wasn't sure because I'm standing in Kmart and I see him and I went into shock because I thought, you know, when you really like someone, you kind of see them everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, I see your face on a piece of toast. So I'm like hiding behind a clothing rack and thinking, no, get it together.
You just hid. Oh, yeah. You just went and then like.
Yeah. I was like, no, surely it can't be him. Surely I'm just missing him so much. And I stuck my head back out. It was him.
Oh, my God.
It was him. He was in uniform with another colleague and they were walking through and I just – it took everything in me not to walk up to him and go, you mother –
I can't
– So he was legitimately in the
– Yes. He was in the –
But just didn't happen to go overseas. Gotcha.
Didn't want to see me anymore, but didn't have the balls to say, hey, look, I don't think this is working out. I'm a grown up. Well, I wasn't back then. I would have handled it eventually.
For God's sake, communicate, bitches.
But didn't know
how. God damn it.
Didn't know how. So, yeah, lied about being deployed to avoid dating me.
My God, yeah. Carly. And, okay, yeah, so. Have you spoken to him?
Yes.
Okay. Oh.
So
how did
about
we
about 3 or 4 years ago, I get a random message on my Facebook and it was, hey, all my memories has come up as you liked something and I don't remember who you are.
Oh dear.
Guys, I'm not unforgettable.
That's garbage. Oh,
I looked at my phone and I nearly threw my
phone out the window. Our producer is evilly rubbing his hands and chuckling and cackling. I don't like it.
I have to give him the benefit of the doubt because I had a surname change.
Sure.
So,
right, but surely you can look at a photo of someone and be like, oh,
that's right. We dated.
I lied and told you I went overseas.
Well, that's the thing. When I said, oh, I've had a name change. I was Carly Quinn. And he was like, how do I know you? Oh, well, we used to date. I lived in Indooroopilly. And his response was, oh, it's like he just remembered just who clicked. I was and what he did.
He didn't
did you address that you knew?
No.
That he had. So have you still? I'm just losing
You're
it.
Cackling, no.
So you've never addressed with him that you know?
No.
So he lost track of what he told you.
Of his web of lies.
His response was, hi, how are you?
Oh, boy.
Did you say, how was your deployment? Good to see you didn't get bombed.
I was like, how are you? You know, what's new? He's like, I live in Sydney now. I'm like, yeah, I don't believe you.
You see him down at the servo like 5 minutes later.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I'm like, ooh. Just, why? There was a point in my early 20s where I was just surrounded by liars, like pathological liars, guys who just
wanted. So this is the problem with being optimistic,
I know. But it changed. Like, I met my second fiancé when I was 23 or 24, and my viewpoint of the world changed, and I started dating better people. So
yeah, good.
I've been engaged 3 times so far. Yeah.
Taking it back to Bob quickly. I know it's been a long time since you were in the relationship and you were actually feeling these feelings, but before he got deployed, you're pretty certain that you guys were that he was happy with you.
It was a great relationship.
At least, yeah.
We connected really well. The conversation was there. The physical connection was there. And I mean, there's more to a relationship than great sex, but it definitely helps, right?
I just... Did you have rose-coloured glasses on and maybe saw that things were better than they were, or were they really that good and he just noped out for no reason? Like,
I have no idea. I really have no idea, because it's just – dudes are confusing. I mean, so are women, but
humans
are confusing.
Garbage.
Humans are garbage.
So you generally have no idea why?
I have no idea. Just everything on my end, everything was great.
I wouldn't have been able to stop myself when he messed. So I probably would have chickened out of confronting him in the store.
Really?
Yeah. Honestly, I seem like
I think that you would have just walked past.
No, no, no.
But not seen him.
I'm all talk, Carly. This is what you don't realize. I sit there and go, "How dare you? I'd do this. I'd do that." And then I'd be mortified, and I would have like run away and been like,
"That's what I did."
Oh my God, what? Especially at 21. Like,
yeah,
I don't think
you are young then.
Full on lioness Liz came out until she was like 32. But like, I would have just gone, "No, I've made a mistake," or "What did I do to make him do that?" My first thought would have been, "What did I do to make him do that?" It wouldn't have been that fucker. And I would have dined out on the story for a really long time. But, you know, there's only been one time in my life where I have actually shouted the rage that I have felt at a dating situation that went completely fucked in front of a group of people. Like, I'm really shy. I pretend to be. I'm not shy. I don't know how to explain this. It's like...
You might be a bit of an ambivert.
Like, I am an ambivert. Control. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need to control people's perception of me.
Might be...
Yeah. It's like I feel a rage, but I also don't want people to be able to take something that I've done and make me seem crazy. Yes, so I will.
You like to control your
level of crazy. I'll sit here and strategically let you know that I know, and you know, like, put out what I want. Like, I'll tell someone who I know knows you that I know, so that it'll get back to you, so that I will feel the satisfaction of the rage. But I'll never. You can't trace it back to me.
Very covert.
So that's more dangerous, I think, than outright rage.
Covert operation.
Yeah. But I would have 100% said something when he messaged me. Because I have the safety of being behind the you know,
little screen.
I was going to say the glass of the screen, but that just sounded wanky.
I didn't know what to do. He messaged me out of the blue, and I'm just thinking, he genuinely did not remember me, which, firstly, offended.
Mm. How could...
Right,
yeah,
please.
No.
But, I mean, different surname, and I like to give people the benefit of the doubt. Oh, I know. Who am I?
I don't know what's happening to you.
I'm happy.
Well, Carly, what do you learn from a relationship where it sort of just abruptly ended and through no, like... I don't know, because there was no misdemeanor. There was no, you didn't,
I
you,
didn't
you
learn
thought it was
a damn
all
thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I had trust issues for a while, and that made me hesitant to jump straight into another relationship.
Sure.
I had a series of casual encounters, like two.
I say series.
And I was engaged to one of them.
Not a casual encounter.
But for a year, it was casual. And then we developed feelings ended up, living with each other. And anyway, that's 1,000 years ago.
It is an odd story, this one. The lesson learned seems to be don't lie about going to like being deployed. Like, it's an odd.
There are better ways to end a relationship.
Yeah, it is communicate again.
Is my lesson learned. Communicate, you fuckers. I am so tired, and I've been talking to my friend Gina about this because Bachelor in Paradise men have been doing it for the entire season. This they run away when something happens that they don't want to deal with. They just yeet out of there, and I'm not about it. Like, if you don't like somebody, you don't go, oh, I'm leaving. Like, don't assume that you can see how somebody else will react to a situation and then do what you think you need to do to manage their reaction. That's bullshit.
Ultimately, if you want to be purely selfish, it is easier on you in the long run to talk and to communicate, because eventually you, the more you run away and avoid, then the more it piles on, and
you know, yeah, you're just making work for yourself. A moment of, yeah, you're going to feel uncomfortable because guess what? You're fucking human, yep. And sometimes you do things that are shit, and sometimes there's something that you've realised that the fact that he realised he didn't want to date you is fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Just tell me.
Oh, just good. Don't lie about it. Like, oh, I mean, I've broken up with
people in probably the worst way possible. I dated a guy for a while, and I changed my status on Facebook from in a relationship to single.
Ooh. Communicate.
I know. Like, this is around the same time period. So I was like the queen of avoidance.
Maybe he sensed that in you.
Oh, no, he was pretty pissed. The next day I got a message from him and it said, 50 ways to leave your lover. I didn't think Facebook was one of them. Thanks.
That's poetic. I like it.
He was heavily into Shakespeare.
Yeah, I'm still mad. I keep saying man up, but I don't mean man up. I mean human up, like empathy up, and be like, this isn't working for me.
Be a good human.
Don't be a dick and communicate, you fuckers.
Communicate.
That's a good lesson to learn.
Yeah, don't be a dick and communicate, you
that's
fuckers.
That's been our overriding.
Communication is so important in a relationship, and I have that now, and
communication
is
important for life. It's not even just in a romantic relationship. Like, so many feeling uncomfortable situations can be eliminated if you just communicate. And yet it feels awful. Like, I've dumped people before and it's been awful, and I still maintain that it's easier to be dumped than to dump someone if it's been a long time. Like, I still remember exactly how awful I felt when I broke up with somebody. Like, I normally get dumped, and the one time I've broken up with someone that I was in a really, really long-term relationship with, I still remember feeling my heart fall out my butt. Like, it just feels awful to look at their face just scrunch up like that. But the fact that I was honest and did the breaking up, and that person is now incredibly happy with somebody else, and I am incredibly happy with myself because dating sucks. There's no way that the situation can. No, I have got no words. I'm just angry. Liars suck. Right, liars suck. That's don't all right, lie. Don't lie. Don't be a dick.
I think everyone just try harder, be better people.
Yeah. Be better.
And just let's communicate a bit more, huh?
Especially at the moment, the world has kind of gone to shit, and I think we just all need to be just a scotch kinder to each other.
Yeah, think about what we owe to each other. Like, it's important to be kind, to not snap to judgment, to not lie and make – and you by lying, you're removing – and I realized this recently, is that a lot of the people that I've dated have lied about something that would have allowed me to make an informed decision on the basis of, on the future of the relationship. So I feel like you're removing someone's decision-making abilities away if you deceive them in order to control that yourself. Like, it's just, I'm angry.
It's okay.
Let's go get some food.
We've all made decompress. It through.
Have some lunch. We need to decompress over lunch. I need some food. I think I'm a bit hangry.
While you go, while you're at lunch, please workshop the making love thing,
we'll have
terminology.
We'll figure it out.
Make love, not war.
I'll do a call out on my Instagram.
Yeah, we'll figure. We need to figure it out. I think there's enough of a movement that of people that don't like the term or feel uncomfortable with it that we can make and enact change in the world.
Yeah.
I'm so passionate about one subject. If only I cared more about everything, I could do anything.
You could do anything.
I could. Probably not.
They should make a poster about
probably,
that.
Probably not going to.
Should have like a kitten on it, like pointing at
yes.
you.
Yes.
You can do it. Don't give up.
Hang in there, kitten.
Love this kids. Was fun. Thank you so much. Yes. For
Thank you so
me
much
guys.
For coming back.
At the end of another episode, Liz is upset and angry and frustrated.
As but it should that's, be. That's, I was as, too optimistic after last
that's
episode.
Right.
We're I was too like, wow, maybe the world isn't shit. No, guys, it's back to being shit. You're welcome.
You've turned
Sorry,
the
I
tide.
Ruined it for everybody.
No, you've put it back as the world is meant
as
to be.
It should
you've
be.
Righted. You've righted the wrongs.
I'm glad I could be of service.
Carly, thank you so much for coming back and for sharing. And congratulations on your stellar year so thus far.
Yeah,
you're
up and about. The 2020 trend.
Yeah, keep yeah, it going.
She's climbed out of the dumpster that is 2020.
Yeah, now put out the fire.
I'm standing next to it, but I'm not in it anymore. So that's
good.
Fantastic.
Don't you stoke that fire. All right, if you want to be one of our guests, you can write into us at thatsnotcanon.com/ghosts of boyfriends past. Even if you have like a little story, we can help you flesh it out. If you've got a couple of extra stories, we can put them all together to make a themed episode. We want you on our podcast. Even if you're not in Brisbane, we can figure out how to, like, everyone knows how to work from home now. We can make this happen.
Yeah, that's right.
We can make it happen for you. Contact us on Instagram, Facebook, we're on Twitter, and we hate it. if you want to go ghostofboyfriendspass@gmail.com, you can email us a story if you want us to read it out on one of your minisodes. So if you have a juicy story but you want to remain anonymous, send us in the story. We just want the stories.
That's right. Our dulcet tones will read them out. Read
we
your story
make
out for
it
you.
Sound shit hot.
Otherwise,
for you.
Rate, review, comment, share, like, ring that bell.
That can be your good deed for the day. If you've literally ever thought, I really like Ghosts of Boyfriends Past, and it's and you've subscribed to it. I had someone ask me the other day how I don't understand how to review, and she even had like Apple phone and iTunes. You just need to go on our Ghosts of Boyfriends Past show page, hit 5 stars, hit write a review, hit submit.
Done.
It takes less than 20 seconds and it makes a world of difference.
Gonna do it right now, guys.
That's
oh my
right.
God, you hadn't done it already?
Oh, okay.
Why now are you a repeat
wow.
guest? Get
airing
out.
The dirty
but
laundry
thank you for
on
fixing
there.
This now.
That's right.
It's important. In the even if you only just write one word, it's the review that's important because then it shows up and then it adds to Apple helping other people find this podcast.
That's right. The intro, intro and exit music takes about 20 seconds. So as that music's playing, you just head straight to iTunes. Just get amongst it. Thank you all for listening. We love you. Liz, it's been a pleasure as always.
Communicate, you fuckers.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There are known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns. But there are also unknown knowns. The ancient and esoteric order of the Jackalope is a secret society devoted to unearthing and sharing this forgotten knowledge. Each episode, we take one of these strange stories and share it with you. No topic is off limits, except for the obvious. Available wherever fine podcasts are sold.